Hey, thanks for listening to the Bold Centennial Podcast, the podcast where I share about my week and what I've learned that I believe is important to know or just fascinating in general. The show where there's a little something for everyone. Now let's jump in. Welcome. My name is Sandy Badu, and in this episode, I talk about staying healthy while you're on vacation. So let's jump right in. A few of my friends and I are going away for a few days, and I will be coming back on the fifth day. And as I am trying to stay healthy and having changed my lifestyle a lot in the last few months, I won't lie, it got me worried about just breaking my routine. I don't have a problem with having cheat meals here and there and not working out for a bit, but the idea of me not working out at all for 5 days, potentially eating out every meal before we had discussed anything, and simply having the chance of completely stopping or even reversing the progress that I have made so far, it got me worried. So for that reason, I decided to hop on today right before I'm leaving to basically put out into the world my own goals to stay healthy, and hopefully it will give you some ideas for yourself on if you are going away of how you could potentially ensure that you are also staying healthy. So for one, my friends and I have all agreed that we want to cook the majority of our meals. We are staying at an Airbnb, and luckily for us, we do have a good-sized but small kitchen, but it has everything that we need, and I do feel like it'll help give me a home-like structure, I guess, especially when it comes to my meals. I feel like on this mini staycation, but away, we're basically trying to spend as little time as we can, leaving the place just except for grocery shopping and just going outside, but I feel like the ability to actually cook our own meals will just help me feel like I'm more at home and know that I can make meals when I want and make meals how I want them and eat what I want. I'm going to make sure to buy some of my essentials that I love to have here while I'm at home, such as ensuring that I have Greek yogurt, which I eat basically every morning, or having tons of vegetables that I can cook and some type of protein with me, probably tofu. That's kind of been my thing the last few days or last week. But these are basically items that I always have handy with me here. So if we decided that one meal we wanted to go out, I won't feel as bad because I know that I have been eating fairly well for the rest of my meals. And if you are away and are able to cook basics in a small kitchen wherever you are, I highly recommend that. I feel like that's an easy way to, it's always fun to go out, and I do say go out whenever you want. But if you can eat just breakfast at home or have one meal here and there that you cook yourself, that you can make sure that you have every essential that you want, then you might as well. And then on the topic of food, this might be a little bit extra for some of you, but it could also help you a ton. And I always say, if there's anything that's a little extra, but that helps you out in any way, just do it. I mentioned last episode that I bought an air fryer, and it officially came in the mail, and I kid you not, I've used it every day. At least half of my meals are made with something in the air fryer. My friends were equally curious about what I made in it because I always send them pictures extremely proud of A, I'm cooking. B, it's not microwavable things or things that are incredibly, obviously easy. They look like good, fancier meals, but the reality of it is I use very little ingredients, and probably now most of it is in the air fryer. But them being so curious about what I made and just curious about, my own ingredients and what I eat, they kind of encouraged me to, if I want to keep my meals healthy and easy to make, why don't I just bring the air fryer? And I was kind of hesitant at first. I was like, that's just too extra. But then I was like, but if it keeps me actually eating healthier and actually motivated to still be cooking over there, why would I not? And it's fairly small. It's not something crazy big. And if you bring in, say, an air fryer or perhaps a mini toaster oven, if they don't have a full-on oven wherever you're staying at, helps you cook healthier meals. If you have the space, why the heck not bring it? I'm so excited to have this familiar tool with me in the kitchen there. And one of my friends was even so excited to try the actual tofu recipe that I've been loving. So I'm super excited to be cooking my meals. I'm excited to be showing her the tofu that I'm literally obsessed with. So I think it's a win-win. If I can bring it, why not? And one of the big things that I've noticed that has kept me losing weight, or at least maintain the the weight that I am at is the extra protein that I've had the last few months. I do track my food. I've not decided yet if I actually will when I'm away or not. If I do, I know that I won't be so strict about it, but not having this like right amount of protein, or at least like close to what I'm usually used to, it did worry me. So one thing I decided to do is I've actually packed two small protein shake bottles. One has enough for about 2 scoops or 1.5 per day, which is basically what I actually have every single day. So it'll be something that I'm used to. And again, it's like basically the right amount for every day that I will be spending over there. And then the other bottle has, it's empty. It just has a protein powder scoop, so that I don't know exactly like how much to put every time. And the little mixing ball for the bottle. So it'll be super easy. I don't have to bring my big container. It fits in my backpack. I can just scoop out, put in the other bottle, and then just rinse it out at the end of the day, and ta-da. So I'm really excited. This is something small, but I knew that if I had this as like a meal filler or a snack whenever I needed it, I had a healthier choice and something that is already in my routine currently. And if I do get totally off track, at least I know that my protein will be fairly close due to having the protein powder alone. So I am very happy that I thought of this very last minute today, but it does give me, again, I guess another sense of like assurance that I will be somewhat on the right track while I'm over there. Now, onto working out. I generally work out 5 to 6 times a week. Some of you may think that's a lot. Some of you maybe only work out like 2 to 3 times a week. So maybe taking kind of 5 days off doesn't seem crazy to you. But for me, especially that I did take today off as well because I worked out for a full week in a row now and I knew that my body needed a rest day, I didn't want to know that I will not be working out for like 5 days, almost 6 days without doing anything. And I just knew that I wouldn't feel mentally right. I just knew I would feel really bad at like feeling down on myself, I guess is what I'm trying to say. And I really wanted the assurance that I can work out. So what I did is I brought with me just 3 workout outfits, 1 legging. I kind of plan to wear it more casually, but if the chance occurs that I can work out more than just kind of the 2 times that I have planned, then I do have a 3rd outfit that I can wear. And I decided that out of the 5 days I'll be there, I'll work out just twice. And if I do those twice, I'll be proud of myself. Just short 25 to 30 minute workouts. That's all that I'm like asking for of myself. So nothing crazy. I should be able to fit it in anywhere. And I guess this is just like a little sneak peek to the future, as I haven't talked about this at all, but I'm actually creating my own 8-week workout plan. So I've been trying this out, the whole challenge, like basically every day with the challenge, same for like a few of my friends that are like testing it out with me. We're all doing it. And my plan is to do a few of them while I'm there, simply because in the plan, you need little to no equipment. So I knew that it would be the most feasible way to work out. I knew that there'd be like chairs and sofas or whatever I needed. They'd have it there. So whether I want to take some time for myself in the morning or at night to do it, I'll figure it out. But if I do these workouts, again, just the 2 times that I'm asking for myself, I'll be content. Another easy way to just, I guess, get your body moving is to go out and walk. Whether you go out on a hike, which I hope we get to do at least once. We're actually going to Big Bear. I don't even think I've mentioned that yet, but I know that there's some good hiking trails, even just a small little one. I'm hoping that my friends are going to be chill and want to go on one too. And if I do, amazing. And if I don't, then I know that there's at least ways for us to just like walk around the neighborhood or walk around like the lake over there or just any other like more, I guess, chill trails. If we just kind of walk around peacefully, it's such an easy way to get some steps in, but enjoy some time outside during the day or at night. Now, these are just some of the ways I have mentally planned on being healthy while I'm away. I do want to emphasize though that if you're planning on going out yourself, don't put too much stress on yourself. Like I said, this is my plan. Emphasis on plan. If I meet my goals, amazing. If I do even better than I plan for, incredible. But if I go out 1 too many times or skip out on a workout because my friends and I just had so much fun that we kind of lost track of time, then I don't want to put that kind of pressure on myself. We're going out to kind of, I guess, escape reality for a bit. And if me sticking to my exact routine every day were to, I guess, put a damper on everything or stress me out more, then that's not what I'm trying to do. What I'm trying to do is just live kind of a healthy lifestyle over there, somewhat to kind of what I'm used to, but also getting out and just enjoying myself. You're allowed to have some off days, but better plan to be good and end up doing like quote unquote bad rather than plan to be eating terrible and not moving much the whole time. And so that's actually what you end up doing. That's kind of always my mentality. I'd rather aim for something a little bit higher than maybe I can and then end up not exactly meeting it than already telling myself like, you're only gonna be able to do this. So like be realistic and then meet that, I guess, less than better goal or even do worse. Like I could be planning on eating terrible and then end up just freaking snacking the whole time being completely bad. But no, my plan, again, just I guess a little recap. I want to work out just twice during those 5 times there. It could include a hike. I want to have that protein shake so that's an easy, something that I'm used to. I have my air fryer. The only, I guess, little disclaimer on my air fryer is if all of our bags require that my air fryer stay back, then that's what will happen. But until further notice, I'm excited to be having that. And then the food, the fact that we're cooking something, we're all pretty excited to be cooking for each other and I guess trying each other's food. So that's something that's just exciting. And I know that I will be able to keep some sense of routine that I have here. So I hope this gave you some ideas on how to prepare for your next trip. And now that's all I have for you today. And if you have a quick second, please rate and review this podcast. And if you want to stick around, the second portion of the podcast is a very quick weekly summary. This week has gone by extremely fast for some reason. I was kind of just thinking back to like what I've done. And if I'm being honest, I don't even really remember too much of what I've done. I'm like really trying hard to think back of like this past week. And I do know that I've done a lot of schoolwork because I had my second midterm. I think I just said last week that I had midterm. But again, this is like 6 weeks of school instead of like a full semester. So we basically have like 3 midterms, I think, like back to back. But anyways, because of that, I had a lot of reading to do and I got started on my final paper so that I wouldn't stress too much when it actually is due in a few weeks. I'd rather kind of like brainstorm and write some ideas down. And then if I had questions or anything I knew would require more work, at least I kind of knew that in advance. So I was really proud of what I've done with that. But otherwise, I can't remember too much of what I've done. I've also, positive note, I guess, found a good balance this week between actually working, whether that's again for like school or Bold Centennial or anything in my life that requires more mental working and taking some time for myself. Yesterday, I worked on my blog and some marketing in the morning, but then I chilled and just watched Netflix and played Sims. And I think it's pretty easy for me to forget that I don't always have to give working 100% my effort and time. So taking the time to actually chill and not be stressed out that I'm actually doing relatively nothing is important. I was actually talking about this with my friend the other day, and anytime that I kind of take a full day to myself, it just feels weird. It feels like I'm not being productive. It feels like I'm almost doing something wrong, I guess. And it's kind of easy for me to forget that that's completely normal and that I can, in fact, take a full day to myself and just be with my friends or my family or with myself. So that's something that I guess I still need to work on, and I have good and bad days for it, but I guess this week has been pretty good in terms of my balance and how I feel about my balance. So on that positive note, this concludes this episode. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. Bye, guys. So that's a wrap. Thank you for tuning in to the Bold Centennial podcast, and I hope you rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever else you're listening this to. Any reviews and feedback help me out greatly. I hope to see you next week as I share more about my life and new things I learn every day. Bye, thank you.